Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Welcome back to Blue by 90, presented by Maize and Brew. I am Justin, joined by Jack and Kaylin as always. And we've got a special guest on today. Everyone's favorite Twitter user, Lexi. How you doing, Lex?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well. I'll be honest, I'm a little hungover. You know, it was a late game for basketball last night. And you know, not a good ending, but we're powering through. I'm envious of you that you have no hangovers anymore, honestly.
God, I tell you, I do not miss it. You know, went to the game on Sunday, the Lions game with my best friend, and I let her, you know, she's a mama too, so she really gets to get out. I was like, live it up. And then she said the next morning her head was pounding. I was like, I feel great. I don't know about you.
You're a good friend. You're a good friend for that.
Yeah, that hey, is. Permanent DD, so everyone's safe.
There you go.
There you go. The one thing is, there is sun outside today. I feel like it's been gray for the past like week and a half. And so I might have to actually get outside, even though it's like, I don't know, 16 degrees out. It's still, I need some vitamin D in my life.
Yeah, it is. It's really pretty, but then just walk to my car, like my fingers were frozen. Like it's frigid cold, but I'll take the blue skies over that gray, depressing stuff.
Yeah. Well, dude, I was filling up my gas tank the other day, and it's funny. My wife always gives me shit because anytime I go to work or leave the house, like I wear a hoodie and I wear like sweats and I wear like maybe a beanie. She's like, why don't you ever wear a jacket? You have like three jackets you can wear. I'm like, because I'm outside for like 10 seconds. It doesn't matter.
That's the Michigander in you for sure.
Right. But then I go to Sam's Club because I got to fill up my tank, and I'm standing out there and I'm like, fuck, it is cold. I look at my phone. It's real feel -3.
Oh, you know,
I'm like, this is why I need a coat in my car.
Yeah. I went to use my wipers this morning, and I made the mistake of like pulling it a little too hard and like shooting some of the fluid on the windshield. Immediately frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get in the habit of lifting my wipers up when it gets cold, because I never do. And it's like, it's such an important thing, because I'll rip them. Like,
yeah, but when you're getting out of the car, it's just like about getting into the next building as quick as possible. Like, you know. But honestly, one of my biggest pet peeves is having a dirty windshield in the winter in Michigan, because there's like, you have to spray it every 3 seconds. Otherwise, there's salt and all that stuff going on. Like, it's when you're on a road trip, it's impossible to keep it clean. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. So we're recording on Saturday after the Michigan-Illinois game. Shout out to the Illinois Twitter, because they are the most annoying people on planet Earth.
In real life, too, let's be honest.
And in real life, for sure. For sure. I tweeted something out about how their fans were going like nuts about taking a double-digit lead over Michigan with having Dickinson and Johns out. And obviously, we haven't played in like a month and all this stuff. It was a little bit of a rage tweet. I'd had a few beers in me and I was just like salty. Yeah. But like, I got some shit on there because like people were saying like, oh, well, what, you don't like when you wouldn't cheer for your team if they were winning. And I'm like, I don't know. It just feels like these Illinois fans, like, playing us as their Super Bowl all of a sudden. I don't get it. How many rivals can we have? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't really get it either. And it's so annoying. I mean, it's like they complained about every call, even when it was like blatantly like obvious.
Yeah.
And that's like the stuff I don't like. Like, you're not a good like home advantage in that scenario, because then it's just laughable. Like, I don't know. But they just want to be like hated and our rivals so bad that it's like so pathetic. You know, I just hang that banner for that win against us. You're still not going to make it out of the first weekend this year, I bet.
Yeah, they have no rivals. Who are the rivals? Northwestern, because they're also in Illinois.
Yeah. I mean,
do they have any rivals?
The thing is that they would probably go after like Purdue, but Purdue has Indiana, and that's like a huge in-state rivalry. They really don't have rivals, so.
Illinois is the MSU of Illinois.
Yeah, except for MSU is much more talented, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they have, I mean, just from like a, they definitely have a little brother mentality. Like, I hate the whole little brother thing in Michigan, Michigan State now, but like they, maybe we can just start calling Illinois little brother at this point.
I'd be fine with that.
We can do that.
It's their behavior. Like, look at me. Like, be my rival. We can beat you. Like, shut up.
It's really not about – people don't understand the little brother thing, because it is not really about wins and losses. It's much more about the mentality. Mm-hmm. And Illinois is definitely, you know, creating that mentality. There was one play where Kofi backed down Jace Howard, and then Eli came over and tried to help, and he got like an and one. And then he like flexed on him. I'm like, dude, come on. You're like 6'8", 270. Like, you're gigantic, and you have Jace Howard on you. Like, what do you want, man?
Yeah, I'll say too, like, I was not impressed. I've not really been super impressed with him this season, like with Kofi, because I just feel like he's a big guy. And you're going to make those plays when you're huge compared to everybody else.
Right.
But, like, is there talent outside of just being the big guy? Like, I don't think he's that guy. I don't. I don't think they'll win the Big Ten this year. I know they're on a run, but let's wait till they, like, you know, really play some teams. So,
who do you got in the Big Ten if you don't have Illinois?
You make me speak aloud. Yeah.
US Barty?
I know. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't like saying it, but it's like – you know, this team, that team has gotten like better and better every game I've watched, you know, and Gabe Brown coming in and being kind of a leader there. It's like, you know, I think they have the potential to. I could say Purdue too, but, you know, there's been some questionable games for them for me. So I'm still like on the fence. I don't want Illinois winning it the most. So I'll say that.
Yeah.
It's sad when we're going to root for Michigan State over Illinois. That's what these fans have done to us.
Seriously, they bring us together. It's like ridiculous. Like, if you can bring that fan base together, you know you're like just
the worst. Don't look now. Northwestern's up 12-9 on MSU. So, I mean, I don't know.
I heard Pete Nance is out too. Is he?
Is he? I don't know. I didn't see.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'll tell you what, I'm rooting for Sparty today. I put in a 12-team parlay.
Oh, God.
And I got Sparty winning that game. So typically what I really need to do is just start putting out my bet slips and tell people to bet against that, because I always lose everything.
Fade Jack. That's what it should be.
That's what it
should
be. That's
got to be the new play. Okay. All right, before we talk more about the Big Ten, though, I do want to talk about what we saw from Michigan last night, because I've went into this game. Well, first of all, let's talk about Hunter and Brandon being out. Brandon Johns warmed up. He was literally warming up and then deemed that he couldn't play, went back into the tunnel in the locker room and didn't come out. I'm just so confused at these COVID protocols now. So first and foremost, like, Hunter made the trip. Brandon, you know, warmed up. Why are these guys not able to play? I don't get it.
Did Brandon Johns not play because of COVID protocols?
It said medical reasons.
I thought it said like it was stamina and conditioning issues. But why is it stemmed from COVID? I don't know.
I get it because like you're not gonna be if you haven't practiced at all, you're not gonna be in shape. But why can't you then put Hunter and Brandon in for 2 minute spurts? Then that would still help us, right? Because that was the big problem yesterday. Was we played with them for three quarters of the game and then we just got burnt out. We just didn't have anybody else to put in. When Jaren Falls is playing half the game, I mean, what can you expect? You know. Yeah. Now, shout out to Jaren Falls, though. Honestly, he did everything he possibly could have. You're going against one of the top big men in the country. And so shout out to him, honestly. He played pretty well for all things considered.
Yeah. I know we lost and it sucks losing to Illinois, but God, there was just so many positives I took out of that game. I mean, the grit alone. I mean, we worked harder than Illinois the whole time. Had we had just a handful of those bunnies go in, like the little lamps that were just roll out. You're like, oh, they need that. You know, and Caleb too, I want shots to start falling for him He needs that confidence to be good. Like that's kind of clear across the point. Like when he keeps missing, I feel like it does affect his mentals, which it would anybody, you know, but he's young. So he's, you know, I think they eventually start falling, but they outworked, they out hustled. The defense was incredible given like what we were down. I mean, honestly, I was impressed and it's a good path to be on, even though it was a loss.
I'll tell you what, Caleb Houston, I've never seen a guy start off a season so hot and then go so cold.
Did you see the stat? He's 2 for 21 since December 11th. Like that's over a month, man. I know they've had games canceled, but when you're appointed as that 3-point threat, like, I mean, obviously that's been a huge miss for Michigan right now.
One win I do want to take from that situation is he'll be back next year.
He's gonna come back,
right? Yeah. You know, and he's a young guy. He reclassified.
You have to remember he should be a senior in high school, right?
Yeah, I said that one time, and everyone was like, "You're making excuses." Like, no, I'm just making an observation that he's not
enough yet. That he's 18 years old,
right? Not even. You know, could still be 17. I don't really know how old he is, but that's good having him come back next year. Hopefully,
I think
will Moose even come back too?
I don't see.
Musa, you think?
I don't know. Maybe. I think so. When you looked at Musa standing next to Kofi, it was like, oh my God, Kofi is twice of him.
Yeah. Musa's got to put on some weight. Kalen, what were you saying about Caleb Houston?
Well, I thought their shot, 1 for 10 from the three? That's you can't last win night, games like that.
Yeah.
And Houston was 0 for 4. But like you were saying, Lexi, I mean, they're just like, they're in and out. Like, he hits both sides of the rim and it bounces out.
They're good shots. That's
they
one
are.
Thing.
And they're open shots. And they're good looks.
They're not going in, but they're good looks. The ball movement was good. You know, they just got, once they start falling, who knows? This team could come out and make a run for the tournament. I'm praying to God that
they could. They could. I'm with you.
Yeah. There's so much potential. There's so much talent.
There is.
Like, they just got to find that, you know, chemistry fully, like consistently.
All right. And now that you're talking about chemistry, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Is
Come
Michigan
on, man. I'm right
better
here.
Without Hunter Dickinson? I don't want to say it because Hunter is very good and I think he does obviously a lot of good things, but the hustle and movement yesterday was on a different level that I haven't seen from this team all year.
Thought the same thing. Didn't like that I thought the same thing, you know, but I even said to Jake, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, like, is he the issue here? And I mean, he has been like, well, averaging what, like 25 or he's like in the 20s averaging like points a game. And like, that's great. That is great. And people say, oh, you can't like dog him. But like, there's just something that's just not there for him this year. I don't know what it is. I can't pinpoint it. I can't say that he's not hustling, because most of the time he does. There's some times where I'm like, come on, man, you could have tried a little bit harder right there, you know? And I don't know if it's just, you know, I don't know what it is. And I don't want to say anything bad about him, because he is a great player and, you know, one of the best player on our team, I'd say, you know, but it's a little bit to question there with how, like, how hard the team played and the heart that was on the floor.
I mean, put your aluminum foil hat on. He's got a bunch of NIL deals. Maybe he's, you know, a little more focused on that. Maybe not. You know, I'm hugely speculating on this.
Yeah.
I mean, do think there's some mental stuff of like him. He thought he was going to come in as this preseason All-American and do all these things. His effort level hasn't been there. You know, we saw him in the last game that they played. I mean, he's just like not going for rebounds and not, you know, doing a lot of things. And I think just in general, because of his size and, you know, he's obviously not as athletic as a Musa is. Musa comes in there and he doesn't have the ability, you know, on defense that Hunter does, and doesn't have, you know, the size quite, but he does move around and he moves in the paint and does a lot of different things. And I think too, there definitely is something about playing two bigs in one game where neither guy can kind of get in a rhythm, and there are two totally opposite bigs. So it's like, there is something to say about that too.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think once Musa like bulks up a little bit with how well he moves, and like even his ball handling skills though, for how big he is, are pretty good. You know, he's just got to get some meat on them bones so he can like rock somebody in the paint, you know, but I hope he does come back for another year, because I think he'll be like, him and Caleb will be stellar next year. Really do.
Well, him, Caleb, Kobe.
Frankie taking over as the,
Frankie.
As the point guard.
But Devontae played well. I mean, Devontae had 17. He was our only guy that could score consistently yesterday.
So the one thing that I was thinking when I've been watching like these Michigan games this year, right? It's like, I don't know. They don't look like the team did last year, right? Like, it doesn't look like they're having set plays. You know, they're kind of just like almost like a little free for all of like, all right, who's going to take a shot? Who's going to get a bucket? And right now, Devontae Jones is thriving in that situation, I feel like, because he's just like, all right, I got to take over. I got to go get a bucket. Yep. And he's making plays happen. So, I mean, right now I'm going to go into the, you know, the mode that I was in for before football season started, you know, before we knew that, you know, Michigan was going to be Big Ten champs, going to the college football playoff, beating Ohio State. And I'm just like, you know, I'm looking for a good time. You know, I just want these players to play well. I like the effort. I like seeing Jace out there. I like seeing Kobe out there. I like seeing Frankie out there, you know, get the young guys in and, you know, have fun. That's kind of where I'm at this point. I'm totally bought out on, I'm off the bandwagon until things improve, but I like seeing the young guys get in.
What happened to positive vibes only?
That's my positive vibe. I want to see the players play well.
All right. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
I tweaked it.
But like, when I'm like watching the bench, they don't look quite as excited as they did last year, where guys were like, you know, fainting on the sidelines. So, true. I mean,
hard to when you're losing too.
But I mean, to me, that says maybe something a little bit deeper about the team chemistry there. I don't know. And maybe I'm just totally like missing the great moments on the bench, you know, watching the game. But I think in general,
you're correct. I mean, I don't know about the bench specifically, but the chemistry is not quite there. It feels like there's the pieces, but they're not one team, you know? So that's what I think definitely is missing. You know, when you look at the box score from last night though, you know, Devontae Jones had 17, Musa had 9. Eli had 7, you know, like it was spread around, which is good, but we need some more production from some of these guys. Like, you know, Terrence Williams gets his first start and only puts up 2 points. You know, that's a guy that I know that he's not going to be this like prolific offensive scorer, but you need to be able to produce there. You know, and so, you know, Caleb Houston is the same. Obviously, we've talked about him, but like 5 points on 9 shots, man, that's not going to get it done.
Yeah, and that's kind of at the same time, though, where I'll give Illinois a little bit of credit, because they were just suffocating on like the outside, like, you know, got a couple of fouls for it, but like they weren't letting an easy 3 go up, you know, so it's like those open shots weren't always there unless they got that ball movement perfectly. You know, I was just really driving to the basket that they were doing the most, you know, the most well on. I don't know.
We're not very good with pronunciation here, so
yeah, don't worry about it. Ro thinks continuity is a word, so
I've learned it's now continuity, but you know, I think I can say it however the hell I want. So I wanted to give a shout out to as well is Jace Howard. Jace Howard went in there and actually played pretty dang well.
I loved it.
There were times where he looked out of sorts for sure. But him coming in and blocking Kofi right away was electric. That was
good. Amazing. I got hype.
Hey, I was like, on that bench hype. I was jumping in my living room like, let's go. It was impressive. And the best play of the game was just that defensive effort. And then Devontae is stepping back to hit that three. I was like, God, it just made me wish we would have won at that point, you know?
I know.
But, yeah, Jace has just been incredible. You know, it's like, Not like, you know, starting ability, but like coming off the bench and giving that kind of effort. That's all you can ask for from somebody. You know, it's like that. I love him this year. It's just, it's been fun to watch him and that kind of step up when other people haven't.
Yeah, right. I mean, that little bit of energy can create a whole lot of momentum. So
that's what we're talking about with Shondy, right?
Like, yeah, right, exactly.
That was the Shondy. If he can come in, you know, he can shoot. Like, it doesn't have to be him, you know, whether it's Kobe or Frankie or somebody, like, we need that energy, but we also need points from it too. You know, but honestly, I could see Jace being like this senior that maybe is a starter for Michigan at some point, where he's not like super talented, but he does all the right things. I could definitely see that for him in his future. I don't think he's just gonna ride the pine for his entire career here at Michigan.
No. He's also he's a big guard. Right.
He's,
I mean, he's what, 6'7", 6'6", 2 something. So, I mean, he can still develop. You know, we've seen it happen in this program before. So I've got, you know, I hope Jace is able to do that. And, you know, maybe he'll be a big contributor.
Seven.
Right. Right. Yeah. 6'7".
6'7", 225. That's big for playing 2 or 3.
He doesn't look that tall on the court.
I know.
What I'm intrigued about though is even next year seeing like that brotherly chemistry, and if there was you know, kick that, I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like I hate the fact that I'm already looking forward to next year because this season's been, you know, brutal to watch, you know, and it's not over by any means, but there's just a lot of stuff to look forward to in this program, and that's kind of what I'm focusing my sanity on.
You have to.
You do have to. You do have to. What was I just about to say? I just lost it.
Probably something stupid.
I mean, it was definitely something stupid. I guess I would have liked to see some of the young guys like Frankie and Kobe got 13 and 18 minutes. I honestly, at this point, I know Devontae was playing well, but I would have loved to see Kobe in there instead of, instead of Terrence, maybe, if Terrence wasn't getting the job done. I'm trying not to look forward to next year yet, but like, let's think about Michigan could have a down year this year and people write them off. Next year could be that year then where it's like, okay, Michigan's the underdog, comes in and nobody's expecting them with Jet Howard in there with some other guys. Like, it could be a pretty damn good team.
And I know I'm not in the minority here with this, but like, I'd rather Michigan basketball be slept on because that's when they do better. You know, it's like those expectations that early, like, you know, preseason top five. Yeah. I don't want it.
look at Michigan football. Same thing.
What?
Same thing with Michigan football, right? Like this past year, slept on, fucking best year we've seen in forever.
Yeah. The expectations weren't there, and all of a sudden the pressure's off and these guys like ball out. So, yeah. I'd take that any day.
You see that all the time in sports, you know, especially in college athletics. You know, a top five team always goes, you know, 500 or something. But I don't know. We said it on our last podcast too. If they play like they just did through down the stretch, like they're going to win some games and they could be this threat possibly in the Big Ten tournament. That would be incredible for them to make a run in the Big Ten tournament. There would be nothing that I would love more than to possibly break some hearts down the stretch when we've got essentially nothing to lose. Right.
Yeah, I'll be insufferable if we even make the tournament because of all this. Like, I've been bookmarking tweets left and right because I'm free if we do, you know. But I'll be insufferable, especially if we make a run. You might as well just block me or mute me now, people.
Oh god,
that almost makes it more fun as a fan base, though, right? Like, because that's one thing I love about basketball, and I've said this a million times. Like, you can be so average throughout the regular season. And you still, you know, as long as you win your conference tournament, you make it to March Madness. And you can get on a run, you know, late in the year, and things can happen. You know, season's not over for this basketball team. Never over. You know, football, obviously, it's a little bit different because it's not the same situation. But with basketball, season's really never over until, you know, mid-February. You know, I mean, they got a lot of time to figure it out.
I know. And that's what makes me happy, though, is the time that they have. And that's why, like, March Madness is by far the best postseason in any sport, you know, just because, you know, the upsets. I mean, sometimes it always comes down to the 1, 2, 3, 4 seeds in the final four. But, like, that path there is just so electric. I love it. So much purity.
Well, let's talk about the rest of the Big Ten then, you know, as we're talking about the tournament and all that stuff. You know, there are some – the tough thing for Michigan right now is there still are a lot of good teams in the Big Ten. And they – whether you want to say fortunately, unfortunately, for the games that they've had canceled, but they did miss out on two of the better teams in the Big Ten in Michigan State and Purdue. And now their stretch actually isn't so bad now that they come back. I think they've got Maryland coming up, Northwestern coming up. So it's not terrible for them to possibly get on a run here. But, you know, you look at the Big Ten standings right now, Illinois on top, Michigan State tied with them, but a game back because they play right now. It is 29-28 still Northwestern with 4 minutes left in the half. So
it's okay. I take money line.
Good saying. Wisconsin annoyingly is good. Like, Brad Davidson at age basically the same age as Lexi at this point.
Dude, honestly, he's been there for like 9 years.
But they're playing well. They just beat Ohio State the other night, correct? All right, cool. Glad everyone's on the same page there. Yes, they did beat Ohio State. That was a big win.
Yeah, Davidson's just so, like, aggravating. It's like, you know, I know if I was a Wisconsin fan, I'd just totally dig it because he, you know, even if he has played for, like, 7 years, it's like the guy is a great defender and hits those damn shots when it's needed. And it's like, it's the last person I want to see pumped up on the floor. But, you know, they are good this year. And I think they're kind of still being slept on a little bit. And I know before this we talked about, like, who would think the Big Ten, like, I think Michigan State, Purdue, Wisconsin, Illinois, you know, it's just it's such a toss-up. There's not a team that I'm like, oh, yeah, they're going to win it. So it's, you know, and then who knows, Michigan can make that run and kind of swoop in at the last minute. But we'll see.
It can happen. It can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we all kind of thought Purdue was going to be that team, right? They were, you know, preseason they were ranked really highly. Then they won a couple games to get to number one. Then they go lose to Rutgers, and now all of a sudden they're still 14-2, obviously, but 3-2 in the Big Ten. You know, I don't know. Do you guys think that they are still one of those top five teams, or have they dropped now? Because maybe it's just going through the Big Ten, the gauntlet, and they're still possibly one of those top 5-10 teams in the country.
You say Purdue?
Yeah.
I mean, they have the tallest guy I've ever seen in my life. So
that's true. Zach Edey is made in a plant somewhere.
Where do they find these guys? It's always like Purdue and just giants.
They just like go out in those cornfields and they just pluck corn.
Except this one's like a international cornfield.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting run down the stretch and who's going to step up, you know, what players are going to step up. I don't want Wisconsin winning it almost as much as I don't want Illinois winning it. So
I think Purdue's the only team.
That would be like, wish the Michigan State could even win it. Illinois, damn it. Yeah. I don't like you.
The weird thing is like Purdue goes on the road to Penn State, who has been awful, and only wins by 7. And then I know they play in Mackey, and obviously they play really well in Mackey, but they won by almost 30 yesterday against Nebraska. So they're kind of a streaky team. I just expected them to kind of roll through a lot of these teams, and they just haven't with everybody. Even like they only beat Nicholls State by 14. You know, at home. So yeah, they scored 104 points.
Nicholls State's
a very
respectable program over there. Okay? Well, yeah, sleeping on Nicholls State.
No, yeah, they haven't done anything that's like really impressed me. They're just, they're big. You know, I will say too, because I kind of just left this out, but like Keegan Murray in Iowa, I mean, what an incredible player. Do I think that they can make a run? I don't know, but he's so fun to watch, like so talented. So, yeah, that's another one that's kind of like a, you know, who knows if they can run, make a run for it.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, everyone thought because they, you know, were losing Garza and nobody even, like, mentioned them in it because they lost a lot of their guys. But mm-hmm. Keegan Murray out of nowhere kind of stepping up here. So
yeah. Like, and I didn't mention, or did forget to leave out, like Johnny Davis, too, for Wisconsin. Like, we talked about that damn Brad, and it's like, here is Johnny Davis, one of the best players in the nation that's really helping Wisconsin actually win them all.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. It's just, no matter who, as long as Brad Davison is at Wisconsin, that's who I'm focusing on, whether I like it or not, honestly.
I will.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice there.
No, unfortunately. Well, the basketball season is rolling on here. You know, it's tough right now. I'm glad that we got positive things for Michigan's game yesterday, because I was having trouble just like getting into the season, like being, you know, in it. It just felt like this weird thing, obviously with Michigan playing poorly and with COVID, it was like, all right, when is basketball season going to start, even though we're halfway through it? So hopefully they can at least be somewhat fun to watch for the next, you know, however many months, weeks, whatever it is. Because then it is college basketball. I love college basketball. It's so much fun to watch. Mm-hmm. It's super fun to bet on too, because you can bet, you know, the half, you can bet a lot of guys.
Quarters like, and.
Yeah. The live betting is legit for sure.
Shit. Yeah, they don't have quarters, do they? Yeah, why is men's basketball in college only basketball that doesn't have quarters?
That makes no sense to me.
It's a great question.
I hate it.
I want to bet quarters. I need to change it.
College is quarters. So it's like, how are you just, it's got to be something, you know, with the league there on that.
But they do media.
All right, mark my words. Today is the last day that I bet men's basketball until they go to quarters. I'm only betting women's basketball from here on out.
Wow. Known feminist, Jack Shield.
You know? Hey. How do you think I got married?
She had to settle, unfortunately.
She settled hard. And I appreciate that.
It's a tough look for Heather, honestly. Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, like I said, basketball's still rolling on. Football offseason, we're on Harbaugh watch day 78. It feels like I'm a little frustrated because all these things are happening that seem like good things for Michigan, but at the same time, it feels like we're waiting for the Raiders to be done with their season and see what happens there. So then, like, I can't fully think, okay, yes, and Jim Harbaugh is staying at Michigan. Where do you guys – are you guys feeling good or bad right now about this whole situation?
I mean, honestly, I was skeptical, but then, you know, when we made that hire from Notre Dame, it's like, it was just kind of like to me, like, why would he take that job, you know, leaving his, you know, cause he told Notre Dame he was going to stay, you know, once Brian Kelly left, but then you like go and take, why would you take that job, you know, without a head coach being certain, you know what I mean? And I, you know, we all know Harbaugh, he's going to do what he's going to do. Doesn't care about a damn thing the media or the world says, and he'll do it on his own time. I think he's just making them look silly at this point. I think he was trying to work the NIL deal and maybe get some more money for staff and stuff. And I really hope that I'm right in that. because I've been pretty adamant for a while that I'm like, you know, he's not going to screw over Michigan. He's not going to leave us. And if he does, you know, hopefully he leaves us in a good way. You know, but I think he's staying. I'm not worried about it.
Not worried. On the record.
Famous last words.
Yeah, right.
Oh God, that makes me nervous. But I'm with you. I didn't even think about that. That hire from Notre Dame too. I mean, that's a good point as well. I just think that it comes out every year. Nothing ever comes of it. So I'm not going to think of anything, you know, right now. I do love that the Dolphins owner, Michigan grad. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name.
Steven Ross.
I knew it was Ross something. He just came out. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to be that guy that takes Harbaugh away from Michigan, because he would just be disowned from the Michigan fan base.
And anyone saying that, it's like you were just like literally, you know, associating Michigan and Michigan. Why would he want to jeopardize the football program that literally the athletic campus is named after him? Like, come
right,
on,
right.
You know, use your brain.
Yeah. And I think too, I mean, from our last podcast with Brad Robbins, it felt like Brad would be pretty surprised if Coach was not staying. You know, it felt like that he didn't know. He said he still doesn't know what's going on. Yeah, he said it would kind of come as a surprise if anything were to happen there. But it just, I don't know, this whole Raiders thing, with Raiders still being in the playoffs and all that stuff, it just, like, it's that last little thing, and maybe he's holding out to see what that offer officially is from the Raiders and see what happens, but it just makes me nervous. I don't know. But the Mike Elston hire for the D-line coach, I completely agree. If you are going to leave your job that he's been at for 10 plus years, I think it is, for another school, even if it's your alma mater, you're going to know that the head coach is going to be there. Because otherwise, like, a new head coach could come in and completely clean house. That happens all the time.
Yeah. I feel like Harbaugh, like, and they made that hire to, like, settle the fan base, and I feel like it still hasn't had that effect like he hoped it would. Like, people still don't. I don't know, like, you know, Raiders coach, what, Bisaccia? I don't know how to pronounce it. Something.
Hey, I'm rooting for the Raiders today. As long as he keeps winning,
we're good. Well, and I mean, honestly, though, why wouldn't they keep him? You know, the players are playing so hard for him. You know, I have him winning anyways, you know, I think it's going to be a good game. But yeah, I think that they should keep him, and not even like on the basis of don't take Harbaugh from us, but just on the basis that the players like playing for him. And that's all you can ask for in someone who's been as depleted as the Raiders for the last however many years, you know.
It's also just like classic Harbaugh to like not say anything, right? Like,
exactly.
Especially he like went on that radio show and they're like, all right, so what's next? And he's like, well, spend time with the family so that I can get to it. And you're like, what does that mean? Like, just say I'm staying at Michigan. Like,
just Harbaugh being Harbaugh.
Yeah. So like, I think he just loves like watching people freak out, and he's just like,
yep.
He just wants to see the world burn.
Exactly.
Well, especially now that it's in like good light for him, you know, people last year, he was being shopped around for these jobs because people didn't want him at Michigan. Now he even said, like, I'm having more fun with it this year. I'm like,
oh,
hold
yeah.
on. Stop toying with our hearts, having fun. Just tell us you're back, bro.
But. Just say it, damn it. I know, and then I put out that tweet about like about he gone.
Freaking like, everybody out.
Oh, the Colts, yeah. And yeah.
I've got your notifications on, and all I saw was tweet from Lexi that said he gone. I was like, holy shit. I've never clicked on something faster, honestly.
Well, okay, that would make a little sense.
Oh God. But I did want to talk about the Mike Elston hire. I mean, this is a dynamite hire. We talked about it beforehand. What would we want to see from a D-line coach when, you know, now that Sean Newell is not at Michigan? And we said we wanted a big-time recruiter. Mike Elston not only is a great D-line coach, he was the recruiting coordinator also at Notre Dame. And he was pulling in 5 stars big time. They actually have a 5-star, I think, D lineman committed to them right now that he recruited, that I think we're hoping and praying he had Michigan in his top whatever, and maybe he brings him over with him. But
let's flip that over. Yeah.
I think it was a huge hire.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell too, because I was kind of getting into it with some Notre Dame fans yesterday, which, you know, they're just as annoying as like more annoying than most other fan bases, but that's beside the point. But the fact that how angry they are at him, at Michigan, like you just know that's how good of a hire it is. And I'm actually kind of excited that they did outside hire this and bring someone in that is a good recruiter, because, you know, not that I wouldn't have been happy with Osborne like being promoted, but it just gives a more like substantial solidity in like the fact that this guy is a recruiting, you know, guru too. So he's the head of it and still good at recruiting. So I'm really happy with it. Solid hire.
For sure. I think that's what Michigan has been missing at the D-line position for, you know, especially on the interior. Obviously, Mozzie Smith and Chris Hinton were big guys, you know, big recruits. But Sean Nua, let's be honest, missed out on a lot of those big recruits. You know, mm-hmm. I felt like we had so many D-linemen have Michigan in their top three, but choose somewhere else. So I'm really hoping that Mike Elston comes in, lands some big-time recruits on the D-line, you know. That definitely feels like what could be missing for Michigan to make that next step, you know, where it's, you know, that's what Georgia and Alabama do, right? Is they have gigantic men on the interior, you know. So if Mike Elston comes in and brings in a few 4 or 5 stars, you know, that would be just gigantic. And then if he can develop these guys even more so too, that would be huge. And I almost wonder too, sorry, I'm rambling. I just keep going on. There's like commas at,
do you normally
this
do
is like a run on sentence, but, I do this 17 times a podcast. So you guys should be used to it right now. Do you think Chris Hinton is like, hey, maybe I should not go to the NFL now or what?
I hope so. I'd love to have him back.
That one was kind of a surprise for me. I'm not gonna lie. A little thing back. I mean, more power to him. Go get that money, get in the league, you know. But yeah, who knows? Maybe he could be like, okay, maybe I'll come back, you know. Like that'd be pretty dope.
We would take it. We would take it for sure. I think that we'll see what happens this weekend with the Raiders, but I don't know. All signs are pointing towards Jim Harbaugh staying. But I just, this whole NFL thing, the whole Raiders thing is just, for the third time now I'm saying it, it's like, it just gives me uneasy feelings.
Yeah. I can only imagine the, if the Raiders do end up losing that.
Michigan Twitter is going to be in a shitstorm.
Just even like the national media too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, now they have to like the NFL teams like tweet out, hey, we've interviewed this person for the candidacy for our head coach. If somebody tweets out the Raiders have interviewed Jim Harbaugh for the candidacy for their head coach, Twitter's going to it might actually like fail. It'll
burn to the ground. Oh, I'll deactivate. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm off the grid.
Yeah.
That might be the first time I log off. But at the same time, I'll be watching every single tweet. Oh my God. That would be wild. All right. Anything else you guys want to touch on here before we sign off for the day?
I got nothing.
Nothing. Talked a little hoops, talked a little basketball. Lexi, plug all the stuff that you're working on here. You know, we know that you've been you've been doing a lot of big things and more big things to come. So tell us all about that.
Yeah. So, I've just started producing a new show for sports betting weekly Saturday mornings, 11 a.m., Pushing Orange Juice. Have not created the Twitter handle for it yet, but I am with Multiplicity Media, which you can follow them on Twitter at MultiplicityMG. Great group of guys.
Can I ask you what Pushing Orange Juice means?
You know, so I really don't know. I mean, obviously the push is for betting, but it's also too, I think, because they drink mimosas, during the thing. So, right. Actually, to be honest, you know, Greg's probably gonna be like, what the hell, you know, but I never really asked, but just run with it. I, you know, I've helped create the graphics for it. and everything, and never really asked exactly why, but I'm sure it's probably along those lines of mimosas and getting drunk in the morning talking about bets.
We're all about that.
Yeah, but
they need three idiots to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't need to talk. I just want to come drink mimosas.
I know. Yeah, they're a great group of guys to work with. It's been really, I've been blessed in the fact that they reached out to me first to produce it. But right now it's coming out of Sleepers Media YouTube and Twitter account. So that's Greg and Carter, for those that don't know, and part of the guys who have helped start Multiplicity Media. So go ahead and follow Sleepers Media at Sleepers Media on Twitter, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too. But it's just been a blast, you know, and I've been writing some articles too, being featured in some stuff, some college football, and we just published another article today on the NFL wildcard weekend's pick. So you can go to my account, which you see on the scrolling down thing, Go Blue Lexi 117, and give that a read. You know, whoever ends up winning the bets does get a little money incentive. So let's pray for me to beat the boys.
There you go.
Yeah, it's been fun though. Crazy fall for both of us. You know, you guys have been booming, surpassed me in followers, might I say? Because I know me and Justin had a conversation, and I'm so happy for you guys.
Sorry.
I know it's just awesome to see like so many people supporting you and you know, enjoying the content, because I've been enjoying it from the beginning. So don't you guys forget it.
You're an OG.
Oh, we can't forget the OGs. OG. Yeah, it all started with an Ant Wright shout out.
I know, yeah.
Honestly, out of nowhere.
That's where I hooked it up. And then getting the big Dickinson Energy sweatshirt order from you guys.
Yeah, that's a year ago now. That's kind of crazy. So
I know.
You're a real one.
You are a real one.
Love you guys. Hey, I got even like the Kings of the North on.
I know, you're rocking the merch. Baby.
I love it.
Love it.
My friends. That's all it's all about in this business, you know?
Yeah. And we've got some big things possibly happening behind the scenes too, so we're excited. And I know you do too, with some stuff coming out hopefully this spring too. So we'll see. You know, it has been very fun to, you know, we've made friends here through social media and through our podcast and all that stuff. It's been super fun to watch everybody grow, and you know, we love watching. We don't dislike anybody, honestly. So we love watching all of our friends.
Jack.
Speak for yourself, my friend.
Well, I just like you. I mean, the only people I dislike are on our own podcast.
Makes sense.
Positive vibes only. Positive vibes only.
Who is this, bro, anyway?
Who's Fraba?
But it's been super fun for sure, and we're rooting for you, so we're excited to see what you got coming out next. So go follow Lexi and all of her work there, and then you can follow us at Blue by 90 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we are on the Maize and Brew YouTube channel, where you're watching this right now. So Lexi, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you coming on, and go Blue.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go Blue.
Go Blue.